I walk the streets, I hear your voices, I put my arm around a pain-filled world. I see your walls, I feel your struggle. I know you wonder if your hopes run out, but you don't need much. No, it doesn't take a lot. Yeah, all you need is a touch. I can work with what you got. From a spark to a fire, from a wave to a hurricane, let my love take you higher. Start it like the morning breaks. Just the word I brought it takes. Just a faith, just a faith, just a faith. Just a faith, it's a long, long way. Just a faith, just a faith. Just a faith, it's a long, long way. Bring your pain, your disillusion. Bring your confusion over who is what. Cause I got your back, and I got your answers. Don't leave me knocking with the door slammed shut. Cause you don't need much. No, it doesn't take a lot. Yeah, all you need is a touch. I can work with what you got. From a spark to a fire, from a wave to a hurricane, let my love take you higher. Start it like the morning breaks. Just the word, that's all it takes.
Somebody say, it's the blood. It's the blood. If you would learn how to plead the blood over your family, if you would learn how to plead the blood over your children, you would see a transformation like never before. Somebody just say, the blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood. Oh, come on, this is the stuff we used to do for communion. Yeah. These are the songs that carried us. It washed as wine. Come on, sing it like it's Sunday morning. Say, oh, the blood.
Oh,
yes, Lord. Jesus. of this one right here. Listen, watch this. I said there is power. Yeah. Where is it? Oh, you don't sound like you convinced it. There is power, power, yes it is. It's in the blood. Thank you, Jesus. Come on and sing it. Oh, power, wonder working, yeah. And somebody who's bleeding the blood over your life, you know this, listen. And there is healing, yeah. It's in the blood.
Hallelujah. I'm going to speak to you after Holy Communion. Good morning, Minister Hill.
Good morning, Dr. Erica, and good morning, Jesus believers all over the world. All hearts and minds clear and be ready to partake of this prophetic act.
Hallelujah.
As we remember the work that Jesus did on the cross. Amen. 1 Corinthians 11. 23 through 26. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. And I thank him. I thank God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
That's all you got to say this morning?
Well, I got something short and sweet, but because
okay.
I got an appointment this morning with
okay.
my mom early.
Oh, all right.
But on last week, when I had said that the Lord was a man of war,
mm-hmm.
and you told me that God was going to give me some more,
mm-hmm.
so I started searching and letting him lead me. But you know where he took me?
Where he takes
to
me.
Your scripture, 1 John 3 and 8.
Oh,
for
yeah.
For this purpose, the Son of God was manifest that he might destroy the works of the devil. My main point that I want to make this morning, a lot of people got some strange ideas about who God is.
Mm.
And my thing is if you want to know who God is, read the Bible. You got to
yeah.
make a point to read your Bible all the way through. And it takes more than one time for that word to get in you, because I've read it a few times all the way through, and he's still showing me things as I read. There's a lot of hidden manna there. But just so you know who he is, read your Bible. He said, let me find my scripture here. Where am I? Exodus 15 and 3. The Lord is a man of war.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord is his name.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I never forget hearing on TBN this lady talking about, you know, the Lord helping her pick a melon at the grocery store. I'm not going to say he did. I'm not going to say he didn't, but I don't believe it. Because that has nothing to do with kingdom building. But God says he sent people to war. People want to think that God, like I said last week, is so good that he wouldn't. War is not God. But God is good, and he does war. He
yeah.
came here to show us the way. Everything that he did on this earth was to show us the way. He knew that we were going to have to fight, not just naturally, but spiritually. And he
mm-hmm.
showed us the way with both.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to know, you got to read. You got to study. You
mm-hmm.
got to set your heart to hear what the mm-hmm. Lord has to say. Now, in 1 Samuel 15, verses 2 through 3, God remembered what the Amalekites did to his people.
Mm-hmm.
This story tells, this time he told King Saul to utterly destroy the Amalekites, every man, every woman,
mm-hmm.
every infant and suckling,
mm-hmm.
ox, sheep, camel, and
mm-hmm.
ass.
Mm-hmm.
But so you cannot, if God tells you to kill a child, God
mm-hmm.
has a reason and a purpose for everything that he does. The Amalekites did not allow his people to pass through when they were coming out of Egypt. I was just interrupted. That kind of threw me off. Gee. And he remembered that. And God will remember what you do if you don't repent. If you don't repent, you will be judged according to your life, how you have lived, your work.
Mm-hmm.
So God remembers. So let us all just practice repenting.
Yeah.
And if you want to know who God is, I tell you this. God is not who you think he is. He may not be who you want him to be, but God is who God says he is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's written. So in order for you to think rightly and to to want him to be something, you need to know who God says he is.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to take him out of that box. Because I look even in the tabernacle, that ark of the covenant, where he was never in the box. He was never in that ark. He was on top. His glory appeared between the cherubim. He didn't box himself in, so why should we box him in?
Ooh.
Open your mind. Read your word. Know who God says he is.
Yeah.
Know the promises that he has made to you. So Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. Now, having done that, he left us away victorious.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
already victorious.
Yeah.
So all we got to do is follow the way, the path that he has laid for us.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God.
Come on, put your hands together. How many of you know he's an all-time God? Listen. He's an all-time God. Yes, he. Oh, 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 on time, God. Yes, he. Chosen.
I'm not wrong when you want it.
But he'll.
Praise God. Praise God. I cannot apologize for not being here at 8 o'clock last night, but I had an appointment with the Holy Spirit.
And the Holy Spirit needed to remind me of some things. And I don't know how, everybody is different, like I say. But sometimes God will knock me out. And then it's like when he knocks me out, he takes me in a conference with himself. And when he takes me in that conference, it's kind of like he gives me my instructions and what I'm supposed to do and how I'm supposed to do it. Well, it seems like during the revival thing, I made one mistake, and the Lord had to correct me on that mistake. And that one mistake was I should have had a Sabbath. I should have rested one day instead of just going straight. Because the Lord reminded me that even although he was talking to me every day, three times a day, that the body can't handle it. You know that, right? You know when you get really close to God, your body can't handle it. It's only so much of it your body can take. And if you want me to break it down to you, I can. Remember when Solomon prayed, and remember when the Bible says that the priests entered the temple and they could not stand because of the glory? And that's why people get what they call slain in the spirit. If you don't understand that when the natural comes together with the supernatural power of God, something is going to give. And it's going to be the physical body. It's going to be the physical body because you just cannot take. I'm just telling you the truth. You cannot take the manifestation of the glory of God and his presence. Your natural body can't take it. And that is why people fall or get prostrate, or you'll see them go to their knees because you just can't take it. And that's what God did to me yesterday. And you got to understand that he had a reason, and the reason was that I should only be on here like 6 days, and then on the Sabbath day I should rest, period. And I got it. I got it, okay? I got it. And he also wanted to talk to me about, like I say, that six-day work week. And he was telling me about a lot of things. But the main thing he was telling me is that he's coming soon. I don't know how soon it is, but he wants me to tell people he's coming soon and to get ready. And get ready. The other thing is, God had me flick on YouTube. I was looking for something. I was looking for, several of you sent me about Winsome Sear, the lady who became Lieutenant Governor of Virginia. Well, I'm so glad I got such knowledgeable, intelligent, all 10 liners, all kinds, but about 11 of you, 11 of you sent me information that Prophet Jeremy Johnson had prophesied in Dallas in 2019, maybe. He had prophesied that he had a vision of a black woman that was going to bring life. And it seems like that Winsome Sears, who was just elected lieutenant governor of Virginia, grabbed a hold of that prophecy and clung to it. And when she was elected, she made it public, or somebody made it public. Anyway, she called Jeremy Johnson and wanted to talk to him and let him know that she received that prophetic word and hung on to it and fought through it, and it carried her on through victory. And now she's the lieutenant governor. And another Tedliner who listened to her speech, I did too. And the reason they thought I would be interested is because she's a retired Marine. Okay. And I am, and that made me very happy. I just wish she had been a retired Army instead of a Marine. But it made me very happy to know, you know, and she talked about how her father came here with $1.75 in his pocket, and she talked about being a product of the American dream. I thought all that was great. But the thing that grabbed me, and it grabbed the other Tedliners that saw it, she said, "Thank you, Jesus." She said, "Thank you, Jesus." And she happened to be, she said, "I'm black. I've been black a long time." You know what I mean? And that made me proud. But I think the thing that I could, if I could boast about anything, is she said, "Thank you, Jesus." She attributed her win and gave glory to Jesus. Now, you understand, she didn't say God, like most people say. She said, "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus." And that not only touched my heart, it touched my very existence. It touched my very being. And then she said she was going to call the man of God and thank him. Brothers and sisters, it doesn't get any better than that. I said, "Lord, have mercy. Have mercy." And then either after that or prior, I don't know, because when the Lord just did what he does to speak to me so that I would understand it and get it, I went on, there's this young guy, it was a couple of them, and they, I guess that's why Bishop Lance Johnson was talking about deliverance ministers so bad, bad, just cutting them down. But, you see, Prophet Jeremy Johnson went through such a bad thing back here a year or so ago that he had to change the name of his ministry. He changed the name of his ministry from Jeremy Johnson to, I think it's Global Altar. But God broke him down. Why? God broke him down because he said, he prophesied that President Trump was going to be president. And the lashback and the pushback and the persecution was so bad that he changed the name of his ministry and he moved from, I think it was Florida, to North Carolina. and he started all over again. Okay, I don't know if you notice, I always like to look at the inside of things, like what's really going on. And he stepped down from his own pastorate, and he is now dedicating his ministry to raising up, I think, and training. I know they only have a meeting once a month, I'm told. But anyway, God vindicated his man. That's what I want to get to. God vindicated his man. God vindicated his prophetic gift. And he did it in a notable way. You see, it is the God quality in that lady that won that could humble herself and give all glory to God. Now, Jeremy Johnson hooked up with this young guy who's a deliverance minister. But let me tell you something. I watched him. And I watched the guy that's with Sean Fetchit. Both of them are deliverance ministers. I don't doubt it. But they're not seasoned with grace. They have not been seasoned with grace. They're like, in my day, they used to call them salesmen that sell out the trunk of their car. I remember when rap and hip-hop was becoming famous. Those guys Snoop Dogg, the one that died, Tupac, they would record their tapes and things, and they would sell them out the trunk of their car. And that's what these guys sound like pushing deliverance, pushing demons being cast out. Now, you got to understand, if anybody loves demons being cast out, it's me. But this is what I love better. I love it better when God gets all the glory. I love it better when people can teach that deliverance and demons being cast out is not a work of an individual. It's not a work of a man, or it's not the work of a woman. It is a miracle of God. Only God can go into the heart of a person and bring about any kind of change. So I listen, and the Lord said, what you hearing? He said, now I want you to go back. I want you to watch them and tell me what you hearing. I said, okay. You know what I heard? This is what I heard. You can do this. I do this. You can do this. I do this. This is what I do. This is how I do it. And this is the result of what I do. He said, you hear that? He said, do you think that the people are really getting free? I said, well, I think, Lord, some of them may. He said, they're getting free enough just to be bound up, twisted up, tangled up, and tore up in the fight. That's why I knew Minister Hill was going to be hitting it. Because if you hear from God, you hearing the same thing. So he said, now listen to him. This guy was saying, I came up a woman when you do a word of knowledge. And this is, what they're teaching on is the spiritual gifts. And they say, I bet you by the end of this program, you're going to have those gifts. You can have whatever you want. It doesn't have to be this way. No matter what the Bible says, the Bible is wrong. That's what I heard the guy say. They've been teaching it wrong. And so I smiled to myself. I said, oh, man, they're young. They know everything. They got all the answers. And the Lord said, they're going to hurt a lot of people. He said, they're going to hear what they say, and they're going to run out there, and the devil's going to say, Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. But who are you? I said, why, God? He said, because they don't have no foundation. They have no foundation to stand on. And when the enemy comes, he's going to use the elements. I thought this was so cool. I thought this was so God. He said, he's going to use the elements to destroy him. I said, what you mean? He said, the water going to flood them. The water going to cause their roots to be weak and dry and rot. Rot. He said, because they ain't got no foundation. He said, because their roots have not been made strong. I say, wow. He said, you know what I've been doing with you? I say, what? He said, I've been using you to build strong root systems. So that when the water come, it can't wash them away. When the winds come, it can't blow them over. When the snow come, it ain't going to do nothing but melt that ice like a maple tree and make that sap run and make good syrup. I say, wow. He said, but now, remember this. The enemy ain't got no problem killing you by working you to death. I said, yeah. He said, you have to rest on the Sabbath day like I did. He said, 6 days a week is enough. I said, okay. 6 days a week is enough. He said, because if they want it, it don't take but 6 seconds. I said, I know that. I know what you're getting ready to do. I know you already told me that before. He said, it only takes 1 second for me to impart anything. He said, but if it ain't no root system, they can't handle it. He said, they can't even handle my glory. I said, uh-oh. I said, thank you very much. It won't be no 7 days ever again. It'll be 6 days and rest. He said, no, He said, it'll be 5 days. 5 days, study and rest. I said, is that the pattern you want me to take? He said, yes. I said, It's done. It's done. He said, but I'm gonna meet with you every day, the same way we've been meeting. And those that will get it in five. He said, those that won't have to spend more time with me. I said, okay. I said, well, do you want me to? He said, I already told him. He said, and then there's some that I'm getting ready to put in the gifted class because they root system is well developed. I said, thank you, God. Thank you. He said, and I'm gonna now, after you do that teaching, he said, but now the way I'm gonna give you how to do it, but he had already told me before anyway, but this time he made it real clear. He said, see those young men I had you watching? I said, yeah. He said, they ain't said nothing. Gonna tell people to grab for the gifts. And he didn't even tell them that the fruits have to accompany the gifts. And if the fruit is not mature, I'm still not gonna give them the gift. He said, but they're gonna get some gifts, Erica. You better know that. He said, Satan gonna give them some gifts. Counterfeit. Because they don't have no developed fruit. He said, they're gonna get some counterfeit gifts. He said, and with the counterfeit gifts, they're going to get some bad spirits. And he said the ultimate thing that's going to happen is that they're going to lose faith in me and they're going to blame me like they always do. And I ain't have nothing to do with it. It was flesh. It was greed. It was that spirit of entitlement. He says that's what it is. He said, and they're going to fail. And you know there is no failure in me. He said, but I'm going to get the blame for it, as usual. He said, but what they don't understand, I'm a big God. I'm bigger. I'm way bigger than they little small ambitions. He said, I'm much bigger. He said, and everybody is crying out for that business of me. They ain't got no roots. They ain't got no roots in me. I said, hello, 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 hello.
I walk the streets. I hear your voices. I put my arm around a pain-filled world. I see your walls. I feel your struggle. I know you wonder if your hopes run out. But you don't need much. Ooh, no, it doesn't take a lot. Ooh, yeah, all you need is a touch. Ooh, I can work with what you got. Work with what you got. From a spark to a fire. From a way to a hurricane. Let my love take you higher. Started like the morning breeze. Just the word that's all it takes.
Hello, babe.
Little
babe. He reminded me about how strong a root system is. And he said, You know your root system started. I say, when? He said, way back in your Baptist church. He said, that's where your root system started. I said, really? He said, yeah. He said, your root system started when your parents first gave you that little book, and it was a little purple book. And you know what the book was? It was the Ten Commandments. It was the Ten Commandments. And they made you sit down and memorize. You say you were so mad. You had to memorize, and then you had to recite them to your daddy. You had to stand up and recite the Ten Commandments to your daddy. And if you didn't recite them right, you had to go back and do it again. If you stumbled one stumble, you had to go back and do it again, 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 again. He said, and then, you remember the next thing you learned? I said, what? He said, you learned Our Father, which art in heaven. And you know the next thing you learn? I said, what? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And you know what the Lord said? He said, you know the first prophetic thing I ever taught you? I said, no. He said, I taught it to you through your mother. I said, really? What was it? He said, remember that time your mother sat down and told you about Noah's Ark? I said, yeah. She said to me, Erica, see, I want you to see something. I said, what? She said, they said that Noah... that the animals came on the ark two by two. She said, but God showed me that it was seven of each of them. I said, huh? I said, the Bible say two by two here. She said, and seven. Seven. And I looked and it said, and seven. He brought them in two by two. But seven was for the sacrifice when the boat landed. She said, see, Noah had faith, Erica. He brought the two by two, and that's what they want you to look at. But I want you to see here, and I want you to always look at what is the point. She said the point was he brought the two by two to replenish the earth, but then he brought the seven for the sacrifice to God.
I got it, God. I got it. yeah. Joyful. Today. Said I woke up to the summer, shining through, calling up my friends, asking what's the move. Feeling a little different, I'm on something new.
Today.
I ain't gonna let no clouds get in my way. The only road I'm walking is the one I face. Catch me sitting in the sun, no top of shade.
Today.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm gonna be joyful
today.
I'm gonna be joyful. Ooh, I'm gonna be joyful. I got the feeling that you get when you get new kicks. Bell ringing on the last day of singing, yeah. High-fiving everybody, but we out of here.
Today.
So fast, life comes and goes. Make it last, best slow your own. They don't take it as a choice, but you gotta know that today's the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. Nah. I'm gonna be joyful. I'm gonna be joyful. Today. I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm gonna be joyful.
Today, today.
I got the joy, down in my heart. Down to my heart. I got the joy, down to my heart. Down to my heart.
I got the J-O-Y. Down to my heart. Today. Today. So, I said, God, you know, wow. He said, I just wanted you to know it didn't start with no human being. It started just like it's supposed to start. It started because your mother and your father loved me, and they wanted to give you and your brother and sister a foundation so that no matter which way y'all went, however you did it, you had that foundation. I said, so why are you telling me this? He said, because I sent to you people just like you. I said, really? Yeah, he said, everybody has their own household of faith they have to raise up for me. He said, but I sent to you people just like you. They had that foundation, and their mama and their daddy instilled it, but they had to go out, and they had to learn what it was going to take to overcome in this end time. He said, now, make no mistake about it. I'm going to use you. I'm going to use this ministry. And I'm going to use everybody that has that strong foundation through the root system I provided for them. And he said, I want you to tell them. I did it because I love them. Not because they were any this or any that. I did it because I love them. I love what I created. I said, yeah, like every artist, like every creative person. He said, yeah. And I want you to remember something, Erica. He said, I got my stamp on you, and I got my stamp on them. Brothers and sisters, what can I say? What a love.
Jesus, we lift our hands over this room because we love you. We surrender to you because of your love. We're thankful for you.
To deserve
yet still my heart is filled. By your mercy I am here. And what a love that knows your love covers all my ups and downs. I'm made whole, yes I am free. By your blood. The cross of Calvary, my salvation made complete. From my sin you ransomed me, Jesus Christ my victory. What a love that knows no bounds.
Said, Jesus, am I getting ready to die? Right now? Because it felt so wonderful. So I said, I was scared, you know, like, am I getting ready to die? He said, no. He said, I told you how old you're going to be when you die. I said, but this is kind of like maybe what people hear when they're getting ready to die. Am I getting ready to die? And I really heard God laugh, chuckle, like, no. No.
No, I won't. No, I won't worry. I know you're here. So who can bring me down? You never leave. You don't forget me. You're listening even when I don't make a sound. Oh, heaven knows that I've never been perfect. Oh, there's nothing I can do to deserve it. It's good to be loved by you. It's good to be loved by you. Though my brokenness has seen some days, your mercy's still brand new. It's good to be loved by you. So good to be loved by you. It don't run out. It's never ending. It goes as far as the east is from the west. Whoa, no, I never found the words to explain it. Whoa, cause there's nothing in the world so amazing. It's good to be loved by you. It's good to be loved by you. Though my brokenness has seen some days, your mercy still brand new. It's good to be loved by you. So good to be loved by you. Yeah, yeah, it's good to be loved by you. Oh.
How deep, how wide, how long, how high, all day, all night, it's good to be loved by you. How deep, how wide, it's good to be loved by you. Though my brokenness has seen some days, your mercy still brand new.
Uh-huh. his joy and soul. With him I go,
walking up the highway. Oh, I don't have to worry, I don't have to hurt. Walking up the highway, Christ walks beside me, angels guide me. Yes, I'm walking up the highway. Oh, it's the highway. Yeah. Oh,
I am the better.
Happy when I asked God, you know, am I getting ready to die right now? He said, well, you know you're going to die, but not right now. I told you how old you're going to be when you die. Go ahead, train those people, equip them, send them out. I'm ready for them to fulfill their destiny in me. That's what the Lord said. See you at noontime today.